This is how the art of the deal starts. Most people are surprised by the way I work. I play it very loose. I don't carry a briefcase. I try not to schedule too many meetings. I leave my door open. You can't be imaginative or entrepreneurial if you got too much structure. I prefer to come to work each day and just see what develops. There's rarely a day with fewer than 50 calls, and often it runs to over 100. In between, I have at least a dozen meetings. The majority occur on the spur of the moment, and few of them last longer than 15 minutes. I rarely stop for lunch. I leave my office by 6:30, but I frequently make calls from home until midnight and all weekend long. It never stops, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I try to learn from the past, but I plan for the future by focusing exclusively on the present. That's where the fun is. And if it can't be fun, what's the point? Okay, so here we see there's a few lessons we can walk away just with this introduction. First is that it's important to keep your schedule flexible, right? You don't want to have too much things that are blocked in it ahead of time because the world is dynamic and you want to be open to serendipitous encounters, right? Here we also see that he keeps his meetings short and to the point. That way he's able to get a lot of things done without wasting time. He mentions that he takes in and gets out a lot of calls, meaning make time for a lot of input and a lot of output. And the way he does this is to go very short and sweet and to the point, and by not having too rigid of a structure. And finally, although he looks at the past to improve, he is focused on the present in order to plan for the future. And if you see all the new trends and opportunities, th their hints are in the present more than they are in the past. In a way, what he's saying here is that the best way to plan and prepare for the future is to focus on the present more than on the past. And concretely seeing what can you do right now to make things better, for example, in a given situation. And he refers to that in a book he wrote later on called Never Give Up. So to summarize, keep your schedule flexible, keep your meetings short and to the point, try for a high level of input and output, and plan for the future by focusing on the present.